I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Kirk and Nolan back with you for another week. Great to have you back with us. And as always, hopefully it's been a dirty week wherever you are out there listening to us around the world, being involved in the great game of baseball as a player, a coach, a parent, or just a fan. That's what it's all about, as we always say. So, again, great to have you back with us. You know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So keep spreading the message, keep sharing it, and keep getting dirty wherever you are. Tonight's show, lots to talk about. We've got post-trade deadline updates, some highs and lows from the movement that's gone on. Some teams like the Mariners making some moves finally with their division. Talk about that a little bit and a whole lot more. There's, as always, every week, there's lots to talk about, and it never seems to slow down. And, of course, at this time of year, it only gets more exciting every single day, especially if you're on teams that are right in the grind, right in the playoff push. And you know, some of the leaders, they're just they're carrying on, like the Braves and the Rangers look to be stabilizing and moving forward with Scherzer. All things looking good, but we're going to talk about it all, Nolan and I, on tonight's show. So before we get there, we do have to give our shout out to the boys over at the Rip Grip Pro, the hitting training aid. That's Trust Sullivan and his team. Be sure to check them out. RipGripPro.com. If you have any questions, you want more information from us, DM us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We're happy to talk about it, what it brings to your hitting program. Simple little aid, but makes a huge impact overall. Really, really a go-to product. Highly recommended. There's no question about it. And, of course, as always, our Arm Healthcare and excellent product that we always promote, and that is and use. We don't just promote it. We use it, as you know. And that's the Rope Trainer. And you can get it on our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Go right over there. Again, same thing. You can DM me directly in that. I'm happy to talk all day, every day, about the Rope Trainer and what it's meant to our training program. But more importantly, what it means to all players of all ages and all skill levels and how it can help you. Keep that arm health. Make you better. Stabilize it. And you don't even need a coach to help you. It's a self-training tool. So that's what makes it great. So we will be right back here, and we will be ready to get up, get after it, and get dirty as always, dirtbags. So settle in, get that favorite chair, that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us. We're happy that you're back with us, and we'll be right back here after this pause.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. See store for details.
Staples presents a lesson in back-to-school savings. Your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. So when you return your Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. So you can save even more on top of huge back-to-school deals. Like right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and marble comp books are each just 50 cents. Staples gives you more ways to save even more. 50-cent offers limit 30 and end 8/26. Comp books in-store only. Pricing and limits may vary in-store and online. Amazon return offer in-store only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs. No agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. Sellfast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, where do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, I mean, we always love to talk about it on here on Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Whenever there's a fight or a bench clearing brawl or something along those lines. Us being Canadians, man, we love watching fights, all right? When a fight actually breaks out, I love it. Love every second of it. I know the old school people and a lot of people are thinking, why the heck do these guys love it? Well, we watch hockey. In hockey, there's fighting. In baseball, when stuff, like when it eventually just boils over between two teams that play in the same division and hate each other, and their two star players are going at it, you love to see it. I get it. Tim Anderson is having a horrible year. But he's still, I mean, he's still got to be the star on Chicago White Sox roster, right? Like, you're looking up and down that roster. Obviously, Luis Robert is the superstar there. But I'm still just saying, in terms of household names, most people would know Tim Anderson by now that have followed baseball or follow Chicago White Sox baseball, right? So, point being, man, I loved it. Obviously, he lands the first couple of punches. Jose Ramirez catches him with the clean right. He goes down like a sack of potatoes. Unfortunately, Eloy Jimenez gets stepped on the ensuing brawl, and of course, he injures his foot. Final suspensions ended up being 6 games for Tim Anderson, 3 games for Jose Ramirez, 1 game for a bunch of other players, and of course, both managers each got a game suspension as well. But I mean, man, it was awesome. And the best part was, the funny part to me was the fact that I was just kind of scrolling around on MLB TV and I hadn't watched any of the game yet. And of course, all of a sudden, I flip it over and you see the double and it just seems like a harmless play. And then all of a sudden, yeah, the whole thing just ensued. And I'm just sitting there like, man, I love it. I'm getting the fight before, obviously, UFC and boxing, they had their fight, the Jake Paul fight over the past weekend. So I'm like, this is the preview or the prelude for the fight or something like that, the prequel for the fight. And you're just like, man, this is cool. I like this. This is a good way to kick off the weekend. And man, no, honestly, I get that fighting isn't a part of baseball, but at the end of the day, man, two guys passionate about their teams, passionate about their fan bases, interdivision, like I said, they're going to square up. And they threw down, and I loved it.
Yeah, no question about it, right? We've said it numerous times. Just the fact that, hey, if your emotions are running that high and you're going to do it, then just go ahead and do it. you're going to get suspensions either way and stuff like that. Yeah, you get more games because you actually fight. But at the end of the day, you know, what the heck? If you're going to do it, do it. And for me, I know there was some circumstances, I guess, in the game prior to it that Ramirez talked with Anderson a little bit about his, you know, showboating and his comments and things like that. When I watched the slide come in from Ramirez on Anderson on that double, to me, his head kind of came up towards the midsection. And I don't know if it was intent or not, but I think there was probably a little bit of that with Tim Anderson too. You know what? Hey, if you're going to slide, slide down dirty. Now, Ramirez did say, hey, he's putting the tag on too hard. He's doing that. He's doing the showboat and stuff like that. At the end of the day, Nolan, exactly right. Gentlemen, if your emotions are running that high, then quit talking and start doing. And they both did. They both did. I think to a lot of the players, they were actually surprised too that they went ahead and did it. Do you not think that? Because again, most times we see those altercations and it's just a bunch of talk and two guys ranting and roaring, right?
Well, that's just
but that time, yeah, those players are running on the field. The coaches are running on the field and they're like, holy God, man, they're actually throwing haymakers on each other.
Yeah, there's nothing worse if you're a bullpen guy. You got to run all the way from the bullpens down to the field just to watch two guys standing around verbally chirping each other. You're like, shut up. I didn't just run 300 feet just to watch you guys chirp. I came down here for front row seats to this brouhaha, and I want to see a dang brouhaha. And sure enough, they got the show. I mean, Emmanuel Clase, I don't know if you watched it or not, Kirk, but Emmanuel Clase, the whole entire time, man, he was hot. Tim Anderson, it was hilarious. Andrew Vaughn picks him up, carries him off the field, takes him into the clubhouse, and then all of a sudden he's running out of the dugout. Right, and he's looking around, he's chirping again, and Andrew Vaughn just goes back over, picks him up. And Andrew Vaughn, I mean, he's not a tall guy by any means, but he just picked up Tim Anderson and carried him off the field like he was a baby almost. I'm just looking holy, you are strong, man. I didn't realize that he was that strong of a guy. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, he's a horse, right? Yeah. And again, you know what? You always hear about it in boxing, as you made the comment too, right? Like, Ramirez just caught the chin, right? Just caught the chin, and that's all it is. And like they say, man, that's the knockout punch, man. You knock him out of the chin, and Anderson just went down like a sack of potatoes, like you said. It was great, man. Like, whether you like it or not, I mean, sometimes that type of stuff, you just got to see it, and you got to do it. And it reminds everybody that, hey, these guys, whether they're winning or losing, like we always say, Nolan, they're passionate. They're professionals for a reason.
Yeah.
Because they compete. They know what their responsibility is. They know they're earning a paycheck. How little, how big, how enormous, they're earning a paycheck. And every now and again, I got to stand up for myself. I got to stand up for my team. And hey, they both did it. So hats off to both of them. As far as I'm concerned, I agree with you 100%. Hats off to both of you.
Yeah. And then let's just talk about some injuries and stuff like that that have happened over the past couple of weeks. So obviously you get Max Fried. I mean, that's the good news. He's coming back off the IL, right? So he made his first start there last week. Looked pretty good in his return and everything like that. Obviously, he'd been on the IL for 60 days. Then you get my AL Cy Young early season prediction. Shane McClanahan done for the year, more than likely. Surgery still being weighed as an option. I haven't heard one way or the other on whether that's going to be the final outcome of what happens with him, but it does sound like it's going to be a season-ending injury for him. Obviously, a huge blow for the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, with the way the Orioles are playing, I don't think that they were catching the Orioles, but obviously, when you lose four of your starting pitchers, that's certainly never a good sign, because that's what the Tampa Bay Rays have lost throughout the year.
Yeah, absolutely, right? You never want to see those guys go down. But again, you got to pick up. I mean, Aaron Civale, after the trade with the Rays, I mean, he didn't have a great first outing. I think 3 2/3, and he was out of the game. He's going to settle in. He's going to do fine with them. And that, is it going to be a McClanahan? No, he's not. Nobody expects him to do that. But at least they got a little bit of protection around them. But you're right. I mean, Orioles just continue to play good baseball. Continue to just do their job. I mean, the pitchers are looking starting to look fatigued to me. They're starting to look a little bit worn down. They're not quite as successful. They're not quite as long in their games as they were early in the season. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on moving forward. But Jack Flaherty, Friday night against the Blue Jays, you would have thought Nolan goes over. Pretty good first start for the Orioles.
Yeah, I mean, he diced him up, and that was the thing. Like, O'Dowd, I saw him talking about it on MLB Network, just saying, oh, this guy's a bum. And basically, he's a league average pitcher at best. I mean, when Jack Flaherty's on, and, like, he was on most of the time with the Cardinals. Yes, I get it. His ERA is high. His whip is high, right? Started out the year, he couldn't throw a strike to save his life and was literally just walking everybody under the sun. But, I mean, you're looking at him, man. 7 out of 9 starts, basically. He's going to give you a quality start. He's going to give you 3 earned runs or less, over 6-plus innings of work. He comes out there versus the Jays, 9 Ks, 6 innings, 1 earned run. I think 4 hits and 2 walks, if I'm not mistaken, was his final stat line. Like, he just looked like the dominant Jack Flaherty that I've known for, well, the past about 6 years with the Cardinals. And you're just like, man, like, this is just a quality pickup. I get it. He's not your frontline ace, but he's a guy that has playoff experience, and he was a guy that comes in there, and he's going to be the number two. Like, I don't know what else you could ask for in a situation like that.
No, absolutely. I mean, Orioles took care of business against a good lineup with the Blue Jays. I mean, you saw them come to life against Boston or whatever. Totally different team, the Red Sox, over the weekend. But you know what? When you can quiet that lineup of the Blue Jays down like he did, that's got to make the rest of the team feel pretty damn good about that trade. No question.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that no matter what, obviously Baltimore had to address their starting pitching situation. I'm glad that they did, because teams like Arizona and Los Angeles Angels who didn't go out there and make that move, you're seeing the repercussions right now. Since the trade deadline. But we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. A couple of guys I want to talk about real quick, Nolan, was pitchers going over after the trades and that, and pretty good starts to the new clubs. One, Lance Lynn with the Dodgers, and of course, Max Scherzer with the Rangers, both looking pretty good out of the gate, eh?
Yeah, I mean, both guys so far, they've made pretty good on their trades. Obviously, Max Scherzer 2-0, Justin Verlander 0-1, although Justin Verlander did have a good start against the New York Yankees, just took the L in that game. I mean, yeah, both guys, though, they look good. Lance Lynn, obviously, he's looked good with the Dodgers. There's been a lot of good moves so far. Jordan Montgomery, another guy that went down to Texas from St. Louis, he's looked good in his couple of starts, or in his one start, sorry, he's starting tonight for Texas. And yeah, you're just looking at it, man. Like, the moves that were made at the trade deadline by the teams that were going all in to try and win a World Series, they paid off. There's no two ways about it. They've made the right moves, and they've helped just cement their case for being those World Series teams. Now, that being said, Texas Rangers obviously just took a tough blow there yesterday. Josh Young placed on the IL approximately 6 weeks with a broken left thumb. Don't know exactly what the timetable is going to be like for that, but I'd imagine pretty much not until basically the end of the regular season he'd be back there. That one's a tough pill to swallow. Obviously, he was having a fantastic rookie season with Texas, but I mean, you're looking at it, man, like, Texas can't really preemptively make a move for a position like that, right? You were thinking, okay, going into it, you got a third baseman that's going to be set for the rest of the year. Obviously, the middle infield, I mean, could they have added some depth? Yes, absolutely. Just because, you know, Corey Seager right now seems to be kind of in between on whether he's playing full-time or whether he's going to be on the bench with some sort of injury. But, I mean, either way, like, you're looking at it. Texas is deep. We're not a deep lineup. Houston, obviously, a deep lineup. So that's going to be a fun race to watch coming down the stretch.
Yeah, no question. Both teams look real good right now and just seem to be settling in and just continuing to play great baseball. There's no question about it. And a third team sneaking into that wheelhouse over the last week, 10 days, Seattle Mariners finally look like the team that we expected right from the start of the season. Would you not say?
Yeah, I mean, the Mariners, since July 1st, have the best record in baseball, 23-10, starting pitcher ERA of 3.77, bullpen ERA of 2.47. So their bullpen ERA is the best. Their starting pitcher is fifth best. And yeah, I mean, it's a team that everybody thought they were going to have a better season than what they've produced so far up to this point. No two ways about it, right? Like, coming off of last year, they were riding the highs. Everything was looking up. They go out, they make, what was it, a couple acquisitions in the offseason, but nothing major, really. Kelenic obviously takes the big step forward. Then he decides to kick a water bucket, or what was it that he kicked?
Yep.
I know he kicked some water-related.
Yep, some water bucket.
And yeah, and he breaks his foot off of that. But yeah, you're looking at it, and man, like, they really haven't missed a beat. And that was a team that came into the year with such good depth. The only thing that they really needed, Colton Wong was there. Offseason acquisition that never panned out for him because obviously he got DFA'd. But I mean, still, like, it was a solid team to begin with, and now they're finally playing up to their expectations. Obviously, last night, I don't know if you were watching the game or not, Kirk, but I saw the highlights of it. Julio Rodriguez robs Fernando Tatis of the home run. He goes up, catches the ball over the fence. He's just kind of standing there, walking around a little bit, balls in his glove. He's not showing it to anybody. Fernando Tatis starts his trot. And then, yeah, Julio Rodriguez holds the ball up. He's got it in his glove, spins around to the fans, start doing the X, just saying, like, hey, I robbed you, I got you. This is my team, my city, yada, yada, yada. But, I mean, yeah, no, like, they're a hot team right now.
Yeah, I mean, they look good. I mean, not doing the Teoscar Hernandez trade or whatever, and that I think is going to be a good move for them ultimately or whatever. There was a lot of talk about that before the trade deadline. And I think, just again, sometimes you make the right choice by not making a choice or making a move. And right now, they're settled in. I mean, when you look at it and you go, Seattle doing what they're doing, and yet the Angels went all in on position players to surround with Shohei, and we've talked about that endlessly, but that hasn't worked. Moustakas actually looks good in that lineup. He's doing all right in that lineup, holding his own. But they're losing. They're losing. So how costly is that? Yeah. Where Seattle's looking great. right? But angels, we talked about it. That's a scary, scary waking up every day. They're in must win territory right now. They absolutely need to win every game, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way that it is, right? They made their bed. They got to sleep in it. I mean, I think everybody knew that it was the wrong decision to keep Shohei Ohtani, right? No disrespect to them down there. Obviously, you get a guy with that type of talent, it's tough to let him go. But at the end of the day, I mean, the writing was on the wall. It's a team that they didn't have anything in terms of prospects. They gave up, what, their number two and number three to go out there and get Lucas Giolito. And, I mean, in its first start, Giolito got absolutely massacred by the Atlanta Braves. What was it, 3 2/3 for 9 earned runs or something like that? But
you're
looking at it, man. You're like, well, I get what you guys are trying to do. You guys never want to be complete and utter rebuild team like the Oakland Athletics, Baltimore Orioles, not Tampa Bay Rays for a while, but Tampa Bay Rays back when they used to do it, operating on the smaller budget, right? But, I mean, the Angels, man, they got money. Year in, year out, they try and do it, and nothing ever seems to work for them. What they should have done, right, common sense says, hey, you know what? Maybe we trade Ohtani. We actually get back some farm system. He's going to leave us by the end of the year anyways. And then, hey, maybe next year we might have a team to build around Mike Trout if he can finally stay healthy for more than 120 games in a season. Right? But it just doesn't seem to work that way for whatever reason in Marino's mind. And, I mean, I'm not saying any sort of disrespect to him for having that philosophy. But at the end of the day, man, you got to just sit down and be like, hey, what's actually best for this team? We have a one of one. We have a unicorn who can literally do anything on a baseball field outside of defense, obviously. But why wouldn't we try and trade him at the maximum value, knowing that, hey, you know what? Even if we do get into the playoffs, am I going to win a World Series? Am I even in that realm to try and compete for the World Series? Because right now, they're the fourth best team in the AL West.
That's right. That's exactly right. And don't forget, Dirtbags, you heard it from us way back July 1st. I started making that call, right, Nolan, that, hey, if I'm an Asian, you got to explore all options right now. Not at the All-Star break, right now, for Shohei Ohtani. You saw it across the country. Steve Cohen didn't have any problem, did he?
Nope.
He made the tough decisions, and he said, it didn't work out. I'm hopefully a smarter baseball guy now. I'll completely listen to my baseball people or be a lot more open to listening to my baseball people that I've trusted in management. Okay, we got to get rid of Scherzer. I don't want to, but we're going to do it. We got to get rid of Verlander. Okay, I'll do it. Yes, he has extra money to throw into those two trades as well, but he didn't sit on his hands. He said, let's regroup. Let's fill the cabinet of the minor league system. And let's get the best players we can for these guys and move forward. And absolutely, Artie Moreno, I love you, brother, but you should have made the right move. And this is, again, I said it July 1st, Dirtbag, so it's not hindsight. It's too late now. So for the Angels, I hope it ends up working out. I hope they find it. They find their groove. They start to win. Trout gets back, and it all works out. Because if it doesn't, I think you just set yourself back about 10 years. Because you got to restock the minor leagues. All these guys are going to be free agents. You got to go out and sign players for the major league roster. That is a whole lot of trouble you're looking at with the LA Angels.
Well, and the worst part about it, too, is, right, you got to assume, okay, Shohei leaves. If I'm Mike Trout, why am I asking to stay there? In all sincerity, why would I want to stay with the Los Angeles Angels, knowing that, A, we have nothing coming up in the farm system. B, we have nothing in terms of major league talent. Right? And that's no disrespect. Like you said, I mean, they obviously have some guys there. But I'm just looking at it. Overall, it's like, okay, we're not competing with the Houston Astros. We're not competing with the Texas Rangers. We're not competing with the Seattle Mariners. Hell, even Oakland, when they moved to Las Vegas in a couple of years, they might be more competitive than the Angels. Because all of a sudden, Vegas has that play money, right? I'm not saying that in any sort of weird way. I'm just saying, literally, they for whatever reason, always seem to have a lot of money down in Vegas, whether it be the Raiders or the Golden Knights, and they're just spending it as they want to, and it's a tax-free state, right? Nevada, you go there. As a player, man, that's got to be an ideal destination for me. Same as why Texas would be an ideal destination. Same as why I get Florida super hot in the summertime. But at the end of the day, man, it's a tax-free state. So you're looking at it and you're like, well, why would I want to pay? I don't know how much state taxes are in California or New York off the top of my head. I know it's exorbitant, but still you're looking and you're like, well, why would I want to play in these spots when I got Vegas, nice weather? You got spring training right around the corner, state-free tax, good fan base. I mean, you won't have a dedicated fan base, but you'll have fans showing up on a nightly basis from wherever across the world just to go and watch a baseball game, right? So that's what I'm saying. Realistically, by the time Trout's contract's over, like, they could be the worst team in baseball.
Well, just it's an underlying factor for me overall, Nolan, and we talked about it before we started the show tonight. You know, you go out and we don't know what the contract's going to look like for Shohei. But again, I go right back to it. You've got to include a percentage of his sales, jersey sales in that contract, because it goes to show you can't pay $400 million for these guys and expect to win a championship. You have to pay $400 million for 25 to 40 men roster that are going to win World Series after World Series after World Series. One or two or three players just are not going to get it done. It's proven. It's showing. You have to have the farm system. You have to have the complete understanding of when to move players at the right time. And there's never always a right time, but you've got to understand all of that stuff. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here in a second with our curtain call questions.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's single spicy chicken sandwich, medium frosty, or 10-piece nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely nuggets
spicy
and
chicken
a frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's single, and a frosty,
frosty
for me.
And a frosty.
Okay, who said frosty and a frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
Welcome back to the Curtain Call Questions. Nolan, some big series coming on this weekend. You got Texas playing Oakland. I shouldn't say this weekend, but the next couple days. Texas playing Oakland should be easy. Walk in the park to get a little bit more separation from the Astros, who are playing the Orioles. Let's talk Houston Orioles. How's that one end up looking out? How do you think the Orioles are doing against Houston? Because they've been looking pretty good lately.
Well, I mean, Kyle Tucker on Tuesday night, obviously off of Felix Bautista, works the count, right? I think it was a 7-pitch at-bat or a 9-pitch at-bat, something like that. Then hits grand slam. Go ahead in the ninth inning, right? The mountain man, I mean, he finally let up a run. And it doesn't seem like that happens all that often, understandably so, when he's got the stuff that he does. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, that's one of the best series out there right now. For this deep into the season, obviously, nobody really predicted Baltimore coming in was going to be, A, as good as they are, and B, the best team in the American League, right? So, I mean, that one, obviously, must-see television. You got Jack Flaherty going against Christian Javier tonight. And then tomorrow, it's Hunter Brown against Dean Kremer. And, I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they're going to split those two. But obviously, that's going to be an interesting one, man. I like the way that Hunter Brown's stuff has played this year. Obviously, he's still a young kid. I don't know if he's still qualified as a rookie or if this is his second year in the league. But, I mean, either way, he's a guy that obviously tons of potential with Houston and everything like that. But the way that Baltimore is playing, especially at home, man, it's tough to try and bet against Baltimore.
Yeah, I would say so, man. They just keep finding ways to win, playing great baseball all around. Good for them, man. Brandon Hyde, hey, that's up, brother. Got to give credit where credit's due sometime. And we're talking this late into the season, and they just look like they're in a really good place. I mean, obviously, Dusty Baker knows his boys down there. He knows what they're capable of. You keep Alvarez on the field for the rest of the season. That helps stabilize that lineup. There's no question about that. It'd be nice to see the young Pena, you know, start to gravitate towards last year's season a little bit more or whatever and that, and hopefully it will. But you know what? Great series. Sit back, watch it. Real important for the Rangers to be winning against Oakland. There's no question about that. Keep that separation because there's a lot of ball between Houston and Texas left in that division. So, and like we talked about earlier, Seattle's starting to roll as well. So there's going to be some good baseball out west. There's no question about it. So let's talk about some playoff teams getting into the playoffs and the necessity of getting into the playoffs. So one for sure, I know we talk about it, you know, regularly because we're from Toronto and stuff like that. How important is it for the Blue Jays to be one of those teams getting into the playoffs this year, but yet getting through the wild card if they do get into the playoff?
Well, that's just it, man. That's John Schneider's future on the line, right? Obviously, they got to hold on. They got to make the playoffs. Now, it's going to be as a wild card team because I can't see them catching either Tampa Bay or Baltimore. So you're going to come in as probably the second wild card there. But in terms of them actually making it through the wild card round, and on to the next round, like, that is hugely important for them. And end of the day, I mean, what, they're right now they're lined up to play Tampa Bay in that first round. You're looking at it, man. Like, Toronto doesn't have success against Tampa Bay down in the trop. Not a lot of teams do, but I'm just saying Toronto in particular.
Yeah, no question.
So you're looking like, well, if they, A, get over the hump and actually win a playoff game, and B, the series is down in the trop and they win it, momentum's got to be high, man, coming into that next series, whoever they play next. But end of the day, like, Toronto's got to win. Otherwise, John Schneider's door, like, he's canned. And, I mean, Donnie Baseball, I don't know if Donnie Baseball is in waiting there to become the manager or if he's going to test his luck somewhere else. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he's coming to St. Louis next year, in all honesty. But, I mean, he's going to have a lot of suitors out there that are looking to try and pick him up.
Okay. Padres. We talk about them often or whatever and that. I got to believe, like, they've got to get it figured out, and they're still four games under 500 as of this show. Under 500. And LA's playing the way they're playing. Now, Arizona's falling off, but San Francisco's playing fantastic baseball still. The rest of the National League's playing well still. You got Cincinnati in that weak Central that can put it together still or whatever in that, even though we lambasted them last week a little bit for not making more moves on the pitching side of things. But the Padres, how tight is it getting around their body right now with the position that they're in and continuing to get? They got bombarded by the Dodgers over the weekend, 3 out of 4. Lost last night to Seattle. What are you thinking if you're in that dugout?
Full-blown panic. I don't know, man. I mean, obviously, like, you're looking at the structure and everything like that, and Bob's been there for a while. Like, not in San Diego, but I'm saying as a manager and been in races and everything like that. So he understands what it takes, but you're looking over that entire you're looking over that entire roster and you're like, I don't know how we're 55 and 59, 4 games back in the wild card, right? Like, they're chasing Chicago, they're chasing San Francisco, and they're chasing the Philadelphia Phillies. Obviously, the Phillies, I mean, kind of everybody expected them to be right back into the playoff hunt, especially after last year. San Francisco, I mean, that was a pleasant surprise to a lot of teams. But San Diego, I mean, just in terms of chasing those teams that are actually in the wild card, then you still got Miami, who's ahead of them. You still got Cincinnati, who's half a game back. You got Arizona, who's still ahead of them at 57 and 57, although Arizona's been free-falling. But they're still 2 games ahead of San Diego. Like, if you're San Diego, you just got to take it game at a time. But still, at the end of the day, man, like, there's got to be some sense of urgency down in that lineup to say, hey, guys, we are way too talented of a team to not be making the playoffs. Otherwise, heads will be rolling.
We don't talk about the Yankees very often, or I shouldn't say that. We don't talk about them really, really in depth. What about them with the playoffs this year? Is it based around Judge? They got Nestor Cortez back there on the weekend. He looked good in his first game. Hopefully he catches fire and rolls. Rodon hasn't looked good. He struggles. I don't know, man. What's going to happen in the Yankees if they don't make the playoffs?
See, that's an interesting one, right? I think they need a total overhaul, right? I get Cashman's been the GM there for, what, 30 years almost? Like, he was promoted when I think Jeter was first coming up as a rookie, if I'm not mistaken, all the way back in, like, 95, 96. And then you're looking at it, and you're like, well, they're not catching Tampa. They're not catching Houston, in all honesty. I don't think they can. Toronto, I can't see them catching Toronto. I get it. They're still tight in the division. I think they still have another 3 games or 4 games against Toronto left on the season. Seattle, I don't know. Seattle's hot. These are teams that are ahead of the Yankees, right? I can't see the Yankees leapfrogging them. And so, I don't know. Like, obviously, you're looking at it. Boone, I mean, Boone's just made, pardon my French, but he's made an ass out of himself, right? Like, he's just become such a joke there. He got obviously ejected for, what, I think the 6th time this year. Like, he needs to go. I mean, that's been the talk for, what, 4 years now, basically. Every single time they get it, it's basically, okay, we got a can Boone. But, yeah, you're looking at it. Like you said, Rodon has not lived up to the potential or, obviously, the money. The rest of the offense, when Judge isn't there, seems to be abysmal. Obviously when Stanton's healthy, he gets on his stretches of 15 games where he can't miss a ball and then 30 games where he can't hit a ball, right? So you're looking at it and you're like, well, what do you even do in that situation if you're the Yankees? All you got to do is hope A, Nestor figures it out like he did last year. Gerrit Cole continues to pitch at the level that he's pitching at. Rodon figures it out and hope someone piggybacks for a 4th guy there that can actually eat innings and stay healthy.
All right, let's roll down to the Marlins. The moves they made. You think it's going to be enough to get her done? I like the balance. They got Josh Bell, they got Berger, and they got Robertson at the back end closing it out or whatever. Yeah, but I mean, do you think it's going to be enough?
Yeah, Bell obviously made history there. He just became the first player today in Marlins history to have a home run from both sides of the plate in the same game. I mean, that was a good pickup. Berger, obviously a good pickup. That's good for their promotional deals down there, too, because they were charging, I think, $5 a burger at games now. just because of Berger. So that's a great way for you to try and get out if you're a Miami Marlins fan. But like, I mean, here's the thing, right? Skip Schumacher, obviously first time manager. So it's not fair for you to say, yeah, I think it's going to continue. Obviously the pitching down there, they just need more starting pitching, right? Yuri Perez, when he's up, he's looked fantastic. Obviously he's got to be approaching his innings limit. I don't know if they're going to stretch him out the whole season. I know that he had a couple of abbreviated minor league stints there just so that way they could save his innings and whatnot. But I don't know, man. Like, it's a tough team to just say definitively one way or the other, yes, they're a playoff team, or no, they're not a playoff team. Because when Jazz Chisholm and the rest of the offense is obviously healthy and rolling, it's a good enough team that they are in certainly that wild card talk. But at the same time, they need to piece it all together. And with Skip Schumacher being a rookie manager, I just don't know one way or the other whether they're actually going to make it into the playoffs.
Okay. Let's go back out west, the D-backs. Do you think they can get kind of sorted out over the next month and a half and put themselves back in a position to get in there again? I mean, they still got Corbin Carroll. They got a lot of good players there. They got Zach Gallen. Merrill Kelly's back going. I think the pieces are there, but I don't know. Can they get her done?
Yeah, the talent's there, but they need a huge boost of confidence. And I don't know where it's going to come from because obviously, I mean, we talked about it earlier. They were 16 games over 500 at one point this year, right? Now they're all of a sudden a 500 team. They've let everybody come back into it. Obviously, the Giants are ahead of them and the Dodgers are ahead of them. Like you said, the Padres are knocking on their heels. But I mean, still, it's a team that all year they've basically controlled their own fate. And right now, I mean, they need to figure it out. Obviously, we talked about it, and they should have made a move at the deadline to acquire a starting pitcher. Obviously, I said for basically 2 months that it should have been Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman wasn't available, though. So they should have pivoted and made a move for another starting pitcher. Because relying on some of their young guys that they have down there, I mean, it just hasn't panned out to this point. So, I mean, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you, Arizona. You're a good young team and everything like that. But you guys just didn't make the moves that you should have at the deadline to help get yourself over that hump.
Minute and 20 left. Rant or rave time. If you're the leftover Cardinals, are you ranting or are you raving about not being the one chosen to move on?
I mean, here's the thing, right? So I give Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado a lot of credit, right? They're two guys, obviously veteran players, and they could have just packed it in on the season. But they're still out there every day. Obviously, Arenado, he's still having a fantastic year. He's up to 24-80 after last night's games. About a 283 average, 282 average, something like that. Goldschmidt, a little bit worse. He's 276, I believe. 18 bombs and 57 RBIs or 58 RBIs. You're looking at it like, I don't know, man. I just don't know what happened to the Cardinals to get them to this point. Obviously, losing Brendan Donovan after the deadline, that was probably a move that they had lined up with Seattle, I'd like to hope. And they might address it in the in the offseason. But still, man, like, I just shake my head every time I'm staring at the Cardinals. Because I'm like, this is a much better team. They should have played a hell of a lot better. And the only explanation is you got to fire Ollie Marmol because he was just a terrible manager. But we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags, for our final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for your final thought.
Yeah, I mean, final thought has to be the kid that's taken the world by storm, Mr. Davis Schneider of the Toronto Blue Jays, 28th round draft pick. Obviously grinds his way up to the major leagues, was having a good year down in AAA with the Buffalo Bisons. Now all of a sudden comes up, 9 hits in his first 3 games, 2 home runs against the Boston Red Sox, tied the MLB record with a man by the name of Coker Triplett, who did it way back in the, I believe it was in the 40s. But either way, yeah, so I mean, you're looking at it like this kid came out of nowhere. Nice little rags-to-riches story over the span of a weekend. Buddy's using a glove that he found in his lost and found at the facility that he works at in the offseason. It's literally like a piece of a 1990s Mizuno glove. Just some absolutely thrown-away glove that should never be worn. And yet, yeah, this guy's using that mitt. I mean, there's nothing to the guy either. They got him listed at 5'9", 190, but I mean, he looks probably 5'7". Maybe a 185, and you're just like, okay, well, clearly this dude's a gamer because he just went 9 hits and 2 bombs in Fenway Park for your opening series. Congratulations, big fella.
Davis Dirtbag Schneider. So I'm going to call him. Yeah. Love to hear those stories, Dirtbag Nation. And again, we've talked about them whenever we get the opportunity to, we'll always talk about them. So, hey, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of the nation. Part of Dirtbag Baseball Talk. Please share it. Please share it with everybody that you have. So that's what it's all about. That's how we grow. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So stay true to us. Stay, push us. Send us your content. Send us your curtain call questions. You want to talk about baseball? We will talk baseball with you all day, every day, on the phone, video chat. I don't care when and where. DM us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. We will get in touch with you. You got catching questions you want to talk to Nolan about, let me know. I'll hook you up with them. That's what it's all about. You want hitting, pitching with me, it doesn't matter. So, as always, we do want to thank again our proud sponsors, Rip Grip Pro, and, of course, our the Rope Trainer. You can find out more about the Rope Trainer right on our website. You can get any of our merchandise on our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Check us out. We'll get you hooked up. Love to have you wearing it, showing off your dirtbag pride wherever you are in the world. That's what it's all about. So, unfortunately, though, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.